This is Pastor Dale Swartz, and I do welcome you to another broadcast of The Voice of Tomorrow. The Voice of Tomorrow is brought to you this time each week by Kingdom Ministries Incorporated in association with the Litchfield Church of God. Kingdom Ministries was designed and dedicated and created to proclaim the gospel of God's coming kingdom. Jesus Christ is the Messiah. The Messiah of Israel, the one that they've been waiting for decades and centuries. Jesus Christ is coming again. And message that was on the heart and lips of Jesus was that God is going to intervene sometime in the future. And the kingdom of God was going to be established. It was going to be a perfect kingdom. And this is what we've been discussing, Abraham and his walk of faith in recent weeks. And this is what Abraham believed. So I'd like to have you get a Bible and get a piece of paper and a pencil to write down the passages that we're going to be discussing today. We're going to be looking at Genesis chapter 22 once again. I want to talk about his event when he took Isaac to Mount Moriah. We left off with that last week. There's something very interesting, but something very important that's there, because Abraham, one of the patriarchs of the Old Testament, way back centuries ago, believed in something that Jesus was teaching, what Jesus warned about, prophesied about, and taught about. He believed in the kingdom and what our future has to hold. If you turn to the book of Genesis in chapter 22, after Isaac was born to Sarah and Abraham in chapter 21, at the set time that God had promised that the child would be born, later in his life, chapter 22 says that God asked Abraham, told Abraham to take Isaac, this son that he loved, this son that was going to be the son to receive all the promises that God had made to Abraham, take this son and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains that God would show him. In Genesis 22 and verse 3 says that he saddled his donkeys early in the morning, took two of his young servants, his young men, and his son Isaac. He took wood for the burnt offering, and he went to the place that God told him to go. On the third day, Abraham raised his eyes and saw the place from a distance. Now, in verse 5 of Genesis 22, Abraham says to his young men, "Stay here with the donkey, and I and the lad will go over there, and we will worship and return to you." That's phenomenal, because Abraham knew that God was calling him to take his son Isaac to Mount Moriah to offer him as a burnt offering. And when you offer something as a burnt offering, you're killing it. This is what God asked him to do. Now, verse 1 of this chapter indicates that after Isaac was born, this beloved son that Abraham had waited over 25 years to have, God tested Abraham. He's testing his faith. He's not asking him to do something wrong. He's checking his faith. The book of James says that God will not tempt someone to do evil, but he might test our faith to see how strong we are. And he did this for Abraham. And Abraham said to his servants, "You stay here. I and the lad will go over there, and we will worship and will return to you." And Abraham took the wood for the burnt offering, laid it on Isaac, and he took the fire and he took a knife, and the two of them went on farther. Isaac spoke to Abraham, his father, and said,
My father? And Abraham said, Here am I, my son. He said, Behold, here's the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? And Abraham said, God will provide for himself the lamb for the burnt offering, my son. So the two of them walked on together. Now listen to how far Abraham had to go before God intervenes. In verse 9, they came to the place which God had told him, and Abraham built an altar. He bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. And Abraham stretched out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. Here he has Isaac bound. He has him on the wood. He has him tied up. He raises his hand into the air, ready for the downstroke to kill his son. And at that point, the angel of the Lord calls out from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham, do not stretch your hand against the lad and do nothing to him, for now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. Abraham was ready for the downstroke, the last blow to kill his son, when God steps in at the last moment. And the angel of the Lord calls out to him to stop. You know, when we're in a time of testing, we like to know far in advance what the results are going to be. And if we're living a life of faith like Abraham, we're going to find ourselves in situations where we're right at the brink of what's disaster to us. But God knows what's beyond the potential disaster. God knows the future. And God has in mind for each and every one of us a crown of life, a crown of victory. And it is waiting for us. And when we receive that crown, it'll be a crown of glory, a reward of eternal life. And Paul the Apostle knew that he had a crown waiting for him. In 2 Timothy, in the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 4, verses 7 and 8, near the end of Paul's life, he said, I fought a good fight. I finished my course. I have kept the faith. And henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness. And the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me at that day, and not to me only, but to all those also that love his appearing. The day in which he receives his crown, Paul knows he will receive that crown at that day when the Lord Jesus Christ appears. Not any sooner. That's when I will receive my reward. That's when you will receive your reward. That's when all the saints mentioned in Hebrews chapter 11 will receive their reward at the time that Jesus comes. If you turn over in your Bible and write down on a piece of paper Hebrews chapter 11, and I want to commend this whole chapter to you because it's a chapter that talks about men and women of faith and how dedicated they were. Yet there are two times in the scriptures, in this passage, verse 13 and again verse 39, that says they were individuals of faith and died in faith, but they did not receive what was promised. They were individuals who lived a life dedicated to God, but God did not give them in their lifetime or at the end of their life what was promised. And Hebrews 11:40 states why. Let me read those two verses, 39 and 40. It said, all these, speaking of the men and women of faith, all these gained approval through faith, through their faith, did not receive what was promised because God had provided something better for us that apart from us, you and me,
Apart from us, they would not be made perfect. Those men and women of faith have not been made perfect. They're not going to be made perfect without us. And we will be made perfect on the day of resurrection. And that resurrection is what Abraham believed in. Abraham had faith enough, since God had promised him a son, and he waited 25 years for that son. He had learned to trust that God would do what he said he would do. And he said, I'm going to give you this land. Walk north, south, east, and west throughout this land. This is where Abraham was living. He said, go through this land, north, south, east, and west, and wherever you put your foot, it is going to be your land for you and your descendants forever. And yet Abraham, according to the book of Hebrews, lived as an alien in that land, not having received that land. Abraham was looking for a better day. And that better day that he is looking for and did look for then is the day when Jesus returns and sets up the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God was central in Jesus' teaching, and Abraham looked for that day when the kingdom would be established. It hasn't arrived even yet, but we're waiting in faith because God will provide. He provided the Lamb on Calvary Hill, Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son. Jesus died for us. Jesus died as a substitute. God could not die. God is immortal and could not die. So he provided his Son as a sacrifice for us. And through his sacrifice and by his blood and his stripes, we are healed. May God bless you as you continue to become a student of his word, continue reading, continue studying. May God bless you this day.